An exhibition on the Vltava riverbank in the centre of Prague has launched a series of events called Old School. Organised by the NGO Elpida, the annual event aims to present inspiring seniors as role models and change public opinion in favour of old age. The main theme of the festival's fourth edition is Slow Up. And the main event, a fashion show of recycled and upcycled fashion pieces presented by senior fashion models, is set to take place in mid-September at the National Gallery's Veletržní palác. I met with the head of Elpida, Jiří Hrabě, to talk about the Old School Festival and first asked him to tell me more about the organization behind the event.
Elpida is a non-governmental, non-profit organization founded in 2002, and the main goal is to help elderly people to become confident and respected members of society. And we have four main projects. The first is Senior Helpline, a hotline and crisis intervention service for seniors, caretakers of the elderly and any individual in crisis nationwide. On average, our Senior Line helps 30,000 people each year. It's quite a lot. The second project is Elpida Center. That means it's a center of culture and education. We have taught for more than 40,000 elderly people using computers. The third part of our activities is Vital magazine. Nowadays it's the most read senior magazine in the Czech Republic. It's published quarterly. And the fourth part is our culture events. And this field is also connected with Old School Festival.
And that, I believe, was established 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What is its main aim? Is it to attract the attention of the wide public to your activities?
Yeah. Not only to our activities, but to our main goal, to popularize aging and to show people that to be old doesn't mean to be not interesting. That elderly people have a lot of things we can admire and they are able to give us a lot.
One part of the Old School Festival is a fashion show later in September, but the different models are already on display at an exhibition at the embankment of the Vltava River. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about this exhibition, which is called Slow Up?
Yeah. The exhibition on the Vltava River is an invitation to the workshops and the show which will take place in the National Gallery on 24th of September. It will be all day connected with old clothes and the possibility how to use it in a new way. And the title or the name Slow Up is about everybody are in a hurry all the time, and we think that it's very good to slow down and to look at the things in a different point of view. That means that everything can be used once more and can find its new meaning.
So the clothes that are going to be shown are basically recycled from old pieces, is that correct?
Yeah, the project is about using old clothes in a new way.
Who is going to present the models?
The presenters will be women from our Elpida choir, and they are amazing, and I think the people will love it.
You established the festival 4 years ago, so you must already have some feedback from the general public. What's the reaction of the people?
The reaction is wow, because I think that it's something not very common in the Czech Republic. We show elderly people in an absolutely new point of view, so I think that the first reaction is surprise, but very positive surprise, and that's the main goal of our festival.
What else is on the program of Old School Festival?
There is a lot of workshops, a lot of debates about the relation between old and young, and there is also some exhibition, books exhibition, for example, in Clementinum, because we have an exhibition cycle which is called Books Are Hard to Exhibit, and it's about very famous Czech designers who did the covers and so on. And this exhibition in Clementinum will be about Zdeněk Seidl.
Is it cool to be old?
these days? What's the position of Czech seniors nowadays?
I think it will be cool, because every year in the Czech Republic 60,000 people go retirement, and there is over 2,500,000 of elderly people in the Czech Republic, so it's a quite big part of society. And to your question, I think it's getting better. I think the point of view of Czech society to aging and elderly people is getting better, not just thanks to us, but also other companies or organizations who aim to do something with this stereotype situation.
Are we prepared for the growing number of elderly people in the society, do you think?
I think we can't be prepared in the right sense of the world, but everything is changing and the society is changing, it's growing up and getting older, and I think we can't be prepared in general.
If I return back to your activities, the old school festival is not the only thing you are doing. You have already mentioned your choir that you have established some time ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? Because I think it's linked to some famous musicians.
Yeah. For example, to Václav Havelka and Please the Trees. That's 6 years cooperation with this band. 6 years ago, we had some campaign, Leave My Granny Alone, Nech mou babičku na pokoji in Czech. And then we met with Václav Havelka again, and there was an idea to put together some ladies and men and to put together a choir. But we wanted to have mixed choir, but finally it's just women. Never before they stand on the podium or singing in English, but from this time they attend a lot of music festival all around the Czech Republic, for example Karls of Ostrava or Rock for People, and I think it's a very interesting activity for them, and they are getting younger and younger.
Was it difficult to get them involved in such a project? And are men perhaps more difficult to get involved or persuade?
Especially when the men saw there are too many women, you know, so it was very difficult then. But in general, it's not difficult, because elderly people want to spend their time in an active way. So I think it's not difficult.
Another project that I would like to mention is called Ponožky od babičky, socks from a granny.
Yeah.
I think it has been around for some time as well, and it has been very successful.
Yeah, it's also about recyclation. In this case, about recyclation of old wool, and we have around 150 grannies all around the Czech Republic, and we send them wool, and they send us back the socks, and then we sell it on our web pages. And it's a non-profit project, but we pay the grannies 1/3 of the price of the socks, the 2/3 we buy the wool, and the 3rd part support our projects in Elpida.
As far as I know, one part of that project was also teaching people how to knit.
That's right. We have more workshops how to knit with elderly people and young people, because it's some hipster thing now to know how to knit. And it will be also possible to join such an event during the old school festival this year. So I recommend all the people who are interested to visit our web pages lpida.cz/oldschool, and they find everything there.
Do you offer similar courses also throughout the year?
Yeah. For example, in Kavárna pod Lipami on Letná, there is possible to go, I think, every Tuesday in the morning to learn how to knit with two older ladies.
Would you say that the life of Czech pensioners or Czech seniors is very different from Scandinavia or Western Europe?
It's different maybe from the point of view of money, for example, but I think it's still more similar and similar, because the new seniors in the Czech Republic are used to live in an active way. They travel, they learn foreign languages, and they want to stay in touch with younger generation.
And is the younger generation willing to stay in touch with seniors?
I think yes, because when you have some close relation to older people, you have some close relation with the history.
What is Elpida planning for the future? Are there any projects that you are hoping to launch sometimes in the near future?
Maybe not a new project, but we want to work more and more on our project that we have, because we think that they are very good and they help people to stay in touch, to be active, and help us to fill our goal.